with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation eased slightly last month, although prices did rise again. That's the bottom line of the just-released Consumer Price Index for the month of April. Prices rose 0.3% from March to April. That was down slightly from a 0.4% increase the previous month. Looks like more help will soon be on the way for a U.S. Mideast ally.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House has come under criticism from both sides of the political spectrum over its military support for Israel's war against Hamas. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former President Trump does not have to report to court this morning, a day off for his New York trial. Yesterday, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen was on the stand. Mr. Trump is pleased with how things went, although a gag order keeps him from saying too much.
Today we had a very good day in court. You see what's happening. And you'll have to report it because I can't talk about it too much.
Cohen returns to the witness stand tomorrow. Also at SRNNews.com, results from yesterday's primaries. Larry Hogan wins the GOP Senate contest in Maryland. Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, a Democrat winner. West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice will face Democrat Glenn Elliott in the U.S. Senate race in that state. In Baltimore, incumbent Brandon Scott handily beat one of his predecessors, Sheila Dixon, in the city's Democratic primary for mayor. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up sharply, up 190 points. SRN News. There's a big opportunity for the gospel in this country.
In Matthew 9, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful." And new research from the American Bible Society testifies to that fact. The ABS survey reveals there are at least 65 million people in the U.S. who are curious about the gospel and want to hear more. The study indicates that most of these people are members of either Generation Z or the Baby Boom, live in the South, and visit a church from time to time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a new law regulating transgender people's use of bathrooms, locker rooms, and dormitories in public education buildings. Mississippi becomes at least the 12th state to bar men from using women's facilities and vice versa. The new statute requires all public education institutions in Mississippi to equip their buildings with single-sex bathrooms, changing areas, and dormitories. This is SRN News. Political primaries weren't the only contests decided yesterday.
The top prize at Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show goes to Sage, a miniature poodle. Sage beat six other finalists, including Mercedes, a German Shepherd, who came in second. For Sage's handler, Kaz Hosaka, it's his final time at the prestigious event. After 45 years of competing in two best-in-show dogs, Hosaka says he plans to retire. Other dogs in the final round, Comet, a Shih Tzu, who won the Big American Kennel Club National Championship last year, Monty, a giant schnauzer, Lewis, an Afghan hound, Micah, a black cocker spaniel, and Frankie, a colored bull terrier. I'm Donna Warder.
An evidence hearing set for today for a Utah woman who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after her husband's death, only to be accused later of the man's fatal poisoning. More details at SRNNews.com.